The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 1-0 overall and host Hawaii at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN on Saturday. And in conference news, Ohio State H-back Braxton Miller was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week earlier today. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today? Hi, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement or just go to questions today?
Straight to questions.
Sounds great. At this time, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Urban. There was so much talk about not having Joey Bosa available last night. Do you have a good feel yet for how Sam Hubbard held up in that spot?
Obviously we got in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're still wrapping it up today. Early indications are he played very well. He's a guy that's certainly going to be in the rotation now, and Jalen Holmes also provided some depth. Tyquan played well. So we're in a little bit of a blessing in disguise to force us to develop depth, and they responded very well.
Have you seen Joey kind of anxious, champing at the bit to get back out there this week?
Yeah, he's done everything and above what we've asked. It was very hard for him because he's a guy that, you know, academically and everything, he takes care of his business, and obviously made a mistake. And I saw what I hoped to see from him and the kind of family he's from, the kind of person he is. I kind of expected that, but I'm glad I did see it.
Thanks, Urban.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Urban, the way Braxton played, especially that first catch where he had to go down and get it, were you expecting him to have such success early on?
You know, he's shown that in practice. He's got those are all the things that, you know, we started working when we had conversation after spring ball about moving to that position. We were able to work the footwork, recognition of defense, everything but a football. And I heard, you know, from the quarterbacks, they would go out and throw on their own, that his skill set's pretty good. But once we started training camp, I saw, you know, he's an athlete, and I did expect him to perform pretty well because he shows that in practice.
Can he blossom into, I don't know, one of the best receivers in the country? What is his ceiling at that spot, you think?
It's not even you know, it's funny with Braxton. I used that with him for the first year and a half of quarterback. I never saw the ceiling. I don't see the ceiling with this one either. I mean, his workmanlike approach, that's what's different with Braxton Miller, is he went from being, you know, I don't want to disrespect him and say he wasn't a hard worker. He just wasn't an elite worker. He's turned into that. And that's why I say that, the ceiling, I don't know if you'll see that for a couple of years.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Tim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Urban, may keep harping on Brax, but as you looked at him last night, you know, in the eyes and stuff, could you see a joy? What was it you saw about him, especially last night, finally on the football field, finally getting to do his thing again?
Oh, I saw in pregame and you know, that look, and you know, I've been around him now for several years, and he's a competitive guy now. And
yeah,
I saw that fire in his eye, and he, you know, we just had a lot of fun during the course of the game. It was like that when he was playing quarterback too, because that's, you know, the thrill of competition. He thrives on that. The thing that, Tim, that was really intriguing is what happened after the game, and I've not seen that from him. And he broke down. You know, we called him up to the team and said a few words, and he kind of lost it. And a bunch of players went up there and hugged him, and it was a special moment that, you know, a lot of times, you know, the egos get in the way, and you don't see those show of emotion with his teammates, and it was really incredible.
Hey, another thing, with Jalen and Dontre coming back online now, is Jalen works some at wide receiver, you know, instead of H-back or hybrid back a lot in the spring. Where do they kind of fit in the mix? Obviously, Curtis Samuel had a pretty decent game himself last night.
Yeah, it's what you want as a coach. You know, everybody's got to handle their business in the classroom, off the field, do everything the right way, and you'll play. If not, you won't play. And that's the way it is. So, the Dontre, Jalen, extremely talented. You know, Jalen, he's practiced, and so is Dontre. He's practicing at a level like they've never practiced before, and we're going to see if that continues. But it's got the all-purpose guy like Curtis Samuel. All he does is does everything right. And, it's, you know, that guy deserves the ball in his hand, and we're going to make a concerted effort to get that in his hand. And then Paris Campbell, I know, had a couple drops, but don't sleep on him now. He's coming on big time, and that's another name that's going to continue to grow and become and so is Johnny Dixon. So we got some depth there.
That's a lot of guys that have to touch the ball. Do you worry about keeping people happy?
Sure, that's that happens. You know, it happened in Florida a little bit where you get – the thing is I don't feel it yet, and I guess the minute I do, you got to kind of squelch it because that's not the culture we're in. And, you know, if I start having the third uncles calling me and all that, that'll be a problem. But I don't anticipate that, and I anticipate just guys to work hard and be team first, and that's the culture that's here right now, and we want to maintain that.
Thanks, man.
And our next question comes from the line of Fred Lewis with Honolulu Star Advertiser.
Good morning, Coach. I understand this game with Hawaii is basically a one-shot deal, and I was wondering if you'd be open to playing a game out here sometime in the future.
Well, I've been there many times, and when I was at Colorado State, I actually went over there with Notre Dame one time, so I think we'd be open to that. You're kind of catching me off guard. I don't get real involved in the scheduling. I trust our AD with that, but... I'm always in for a good trip to Honolulu.
Have you had much chance to look at Hawaii at this point?
A little bit. We're going to, obviously, in about 2 hours, we're going to put this one to bed and spend – we don't practice today, so we'll spend all – they're already our GAs and interns have, but I have not personally, but I will tonight.
Any impressions so far from what you've seen?
I have not seen enough. I know they had a great win against Colorado, but I have not – studied them yet.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Tom Zaharin with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I got a chance to talk to a couple other college coaches this past week who talked about one of the benefits of in-state recruiting was they felt it helped with evaluations because of the amount of information you get and the type of information you get. The relationship that you have with the high school coaches, it helps kind of project what you're going to get. You have a better idea of who you're going to get because you're more familiar with those local coaches. Is that something that you've experienced at Ohio State? And if so, how big of a part has that played in how fast you've been able to build this team?
Well, it's huge. First of all, every coach I've hired here has ties to the state of Ohio. Obviously, I do. And, you know, you got guys like Coach Fickell who've been here a while. So absolutely, there's guys, you know, from the Tyvus Powells to the Darren Lees of the world that maybe we took that were maybe not the premier recruits that turned out to be great players. And that information is coming from their high school coach and assistant coaches and relationships we have with those people. So you hit it right on the – and that's hard. You know, you go recruit Texas or Georgia, you might not have that relationship. So you go, I kind of go after the more of the elite guy. Very rarely will you take a project guy – out of state because you just don't know enough about them. Where in state you will. You'll take a guy that, you know, will develop. Maybe he's not the highest rated guy, but he will develop because you're getting so much information because of your relationship with the coaches. That's a great question.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.